Hello, everyone. My name is Kelsey Hernandez. I'm your host. Welcome to Sparkle Podcast. Today's episode is about Embrace Your Brain, Season 1, Episode 01. Let's jump in. Join us as we dive into the world of fashion design and explore the secret to launch a successful online store. In each episode, we will share a valuable insight, tips, and a strategy to help you master the art of fashion design, understand the latest trend, and build a thriving online business. Whether you are an aspiring fashion designer or an entrepreneur looking to break into the fashion industry, this fashion is your ultimate guide to style and success. Today's episode is just about how you can embrace your brain. There is a lot of misunderstanding about how you can organize your life. Sometimes you have to imagine things before you can even start. Why I'm talking about this? Because sometimes you're planning and planning and planning and planning, and you never get the things done. ¿Por qué? Why? You know. So it's because we like to fantasize about things that we don't have. And then we like to be in the outside world, like clutter with a lot of ideas, but it's hard to put it down. And if you don't have a piece of paper or an iPad or whatever things that you like to use, you don't going to be successful doing it. Why? Because you have to find a way how to make things work. And then the first thing that you have to do is have your notebook with you, your journal, or anything that you like to write things down. In my case, I have my notebook. I like to write things. So you have to write. We call the creator people, we call this brainstorm. So it's when you put your ideas out of your brain out in a piece of paper. So they help you to organize everything that you have. One of the things that it is. And then you make a point of the idea that you want to make it happen. You don't have to be perfect. That's how to tell that to me, like 100 times. I don't have to be perfect. That's what it is. You know, I like to be perfect, but I'm telling you that you don't have to. And I'm trying to do that too. So we are here together. And the thing is, after you write everything down, trust me. After you writing everything down, everything going to be more easier for you to understand. Everything going to be more easy for you to have it, that idea come out of your brain. And you're going to make it happen. And sometimes if something didn't go the way you want it, something didn't go as you expect, it's okay. It's fine. You don't have to do it perfect. It's okay. You learn with that. You will learn with the mistakes. I hate that word, but yes, we learn from mistakes, and it's okay. We're human. We are not 100% perfect, but we try to do our best. That's a good thing. And I have in my life, like, long time, I want to have a podcast, really. But I don't want to have a podcast and start and then stop. I said, like, the day I'm going to start this podcast is the day I am ready for, because I have a blog too. And then I was like, that's my mind. You know, you can see how my brain work. And I was like, damn, I want to have a podcast. And I want to have something really, like, posting every day. I don't want to be posting, like, randomly. That's how creative work. But we're working in the business, like, creating business. So when we're working in this business, we have to make it like a job. But it's hard for creator do that, you know? Because we are more creative for the moment, in, you know, like, emotions like that. And when I say like I wanted to start it, okay. So now I feel like this is the time to do it. Take me a long time to do it. Let me tell you. But if I have it like more outline everything for me, I think it could happen even earlier. But now, thank you for people who make videos about podcasts. And I'm going to give you in the description box the podcast that I learned from. And they also have a coach that helped me to do that too. So sometimes you don't have to do everything by yourself. You can hire people or today teach you the stuff that they are good at. You know, everybody's good at something. The point is of this is, this is my first podcast, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to write. I don't know what I'm going to talking about in this podcast. And I was like, in my mind, getting crazy about it. And then I go to InVideo, and I look at and I say, how to write a podcast? Because I have, you know, they make videos for you. I'm going to put the link below in the box description of the InVideos. They are amazing. And this is no, I am no making a promotion right now. This is just, I like the way they work. And it's amazing, the way. And then I was like, they was talking. One of the things that they was saying, the video that I want to make for my YouTube video about how to make podcasts and stuff like that. And they was talking about that you have to write things outline, and you don't have to say everything that you're going to talking in the podcast, but you have to have an idea. And if you get out of the podcast talking about something that is not in the transcriptions that you made for this specific podcast, is fine. It's totally fine. For me, when I was having my podcast, I want to have my hair done, really. I want to have my nails done, everything. I want to be so perfect. But guess what? Sometimes you can be perfect and everything is not on point, like the way you want it. And sometimes things go out of the way. Sometimes you don't look stunning, but it's okay. It's fine. At least you are doing the job. That's what it is. That what matters for me. And I want to get out there. And that's that's my job. Like I'm doing this. I love talking to people. I love transfer my ideas. I love creating designs, you know. But I was not sure like what I'm going to talking about like in my podcast. But then when you make the podcast, you can start talking, and the people will listen to you, and they going to get interactions and idea of what you think, and it's crazy. Like, you don't have to be perfect, and really, I even know how my voice going to sound in this podcast. And I'm like all the time thinking like, oh, how I'm going to look, how are the people going to think it, whatever. I always like that. And trust me, really, like sometimes you just have to do it. You don't know really what the people are going to think about you, if they like your podcast, they don't like it. I always like to talk in a lot. They always say I like to talk in a lot. Like I can be talking like for hours. And it's true. I like to talk a lot. That's true. So then I have my podcast right now. And I think that's a way I can express myself. I can talking about things that I like, talking about things that you like, guys, because that's the most important thing here. And help you out to develop your journey in your life, in business, in fashion, in that area that you love. And get experience from us, the one who will start doing it now. And then in the future, you can start it too. So it's kind of like a win-win game. And right now, I just feel like this podcast is the first step that I'm doing. It's my first episode, really. And I am so excited about this. And it's kind of like when you have something for one time, and then when you start doing it, you learn it from your experience. But when you didn't have it, the experience of a podcast, it's hard because you and your mind don't know. I don't know if every brain is the same. I think it's not. Everybody thinks different ways. But I really know for sure is that when you planning things, it's good. But when the things comes out of the plan, it's good too. You don't have to be planning everything like all the time. So you just have outlines to things that you want to do. And one of the things that I know, if you know it before, is I can convert my podcast and my blog. That's another thing that I can do. Like, really, seriously, I can do that. And I can work in my blog and have an audio in the transcript. So it's kind of like I'm doing two things that I love to do. And two people, they can maybe like it. When I say two people, I mean two different scenarios of the people that like. So, for example, there is people that like to read. There is people that like to listen. Or you maybe like both. Or you maybe go in the car, you're driving, and you can listen to my podcast. Or you maybe are in your home, in your bed, and eating something like donuts, you know, coffee, and you can read my podcast. So it's good when you're making something, when you're making a podcast, in this case, that you know for sure why you are, how your viewer or your people that listen to your podcast, how they're going to enjoy it, and how the life look like. It's good get in their shoes, and they will be satisfied. It's kind of like when you enjoying and doing something. Like, you really know for sure, 100% every second of that person that is doing in that moment. For example, just so you get a little in my head, what I mean about this, when you are listening to a podcast, let's see about, when I imagine the people are follow me and they listen to my podcast. I imagine they are in the car going to work and they want to listen to what I said that day, and they feel peaceful and happy and keep driving to their job and come back. Sometimes they have coffee in their car. I don't know. I all the time imagine people with coffee and donuts. That probably is people related to me, and I enjoy it, and I love it. So I hope that you enjoy this podcast, and you let me know what you think, what is your experience about this, because I really want to know. And let me know in the comments. I really feel a little bit nervous or excited. Let's say excited is the word a lot of people say. Excited, yes, it is. And when you decide to do something, it's good that you put the work on it and make it work. And if it didn't come good the first time, keep going. That's okay. You don't have to be perfect. And I'm so happy that I'll make it happen. And I see you on the next podcast. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to me. And see you later. Bye-bye.